Welcome to HDNR Home Theater News Review. Yes, folks, we are making one final tweak to the show's name. I promise this is the last one. I'm your host, Todd Anderson, editor of the Home Theater Forum at avnirvana.com, coming to you from a rather chilly morning in the nation's capital on November 14th, 2023. This show is available on YouTube, but also in podcast form on both Spotify and iTunes. So please subscribe on those platforms to keep on top of all of the industry news. And if you have a moment, please leave a review or comment, as that helps us out. Like always, you can find more details about these stories along with movie disc reviews and equipment reviews right on our Home Theater Forum's homepage at avnirvana.com. And of course, you can find links to our site and some of the products I'm about to discuss in the description of this episode. As I teased last week, we have indeed launched our latest giveaway contest. This one features a brand new 10-meter Brigi 8K fiber optic cable shipped direct from the kind folks at Brigi. This is part of their Mark series. You can find an HDMI test bench review of that cable series on our forum homepage and our YouTube channel, so definitely go and check those out. This cable has a value just shy of $300 and is a great option for anyone looking for long run performance. So head over to avnirvana.com and enter, and it is free to enter. Alrighty, let's dive into some of the bigger news stories of the last week, starting off with a rather surprising late year release by the folks at Onkyo. They revealed a new receiver called the TX-SR3100, which is priced at an extremely affordable $399. This is essentially a 5.1 receiver that offers entry-level access to Atmos performance, where you can run a 3.1.2 array. That's three front channels and two physical Atmos channels, whether they are modules or mounted up in the ceiling. You can also run a traditional five-channel surround sound layout with virtualized Atmos. The receiver claims to offer 80 watts per channel at two channels driven, which means it has a decent bit of pep in the power department. Look, folks, this completely crushes the notion of bang for the buck, and Amazon is carrying it right now. We have a link in the description. Shifting to the opposite end of the cost spectrum, Romania's Meze Audio has launched its new Aperion 2 headphones. If you've not heard of Meze, this is a company that has been in existence for roughly 12 years. They have eight current headphone models, with the Aperion 2 landing second from the top with a price tag of $29.99. That is a grand short of its flagship Elite headphone, but it's also quite a bit more than the company's 99 Classics that are currently running for $309. The Aperion 2 is a planar magnetic headphone with all sorts of exquisite design elements. If you'd like to learn more, head over to our homepage, where we have full details in addition to direct product links to the company's international website. Also check in the show notes here. Korg and Oro 3D have announced a new partnership that brings Oro 3D performance to Korg's Extreme Live streaming platform. As the name implies, Extreme Live has been used to stream live performances for the last several years, offering 4K video and 24/384 PCM and 5.6 DSD audio. Now, with the addition of Oro 3D, it can offer 24/96 immersive sound, which is totally incredible. This is super interesting, not only because of Oro 3D's ability to deliver stellar immersive audio, and folks, if you've ever heard native Oro encoded movies, they are really phenomenal. So are their music CDs. And for me personally, in my own home theater, whenever I'm watching a film that is not natively encoded with Atmos or DTS:X, Oro 3D is my preferred upmix engine. But this is also really interesting because it opens up the possibility of high quality immersive streaming. And that is something that Oro 3D has really been pushing for in recent years. The company says that new on-demand shows will become available for end consumers regularly in Japan, with North America and Europe already in motion. ProjectorScreen.com held its annual ultra short throw projector shootout at its headquarters in New Jersey. The shootout featured 9 different models hailing from brands such as Ultime, Nexigo, Hisense, Leica, Bank, Epson, and 4Movie. I'm hoping I pronounced all those correctly. The winner was 4Movie's Theater UST model, which is a triple laser design capable of 2800 lumens. Only downside to this model is a lag time that might not sit well with hardcore gamers. You can buy this model for $500 off its list price right now at projectorscreen.com. That's $2,999. I'll direct link to that in the show notes. Okay, Utah's Wilson Audio has a new center channel speaker called the WASAE Center Channel Loudspeaker. It carries dual 5.75-inch mid-range drivers that flank what Wilson calls a convergent synergy MK5 tweeter. The speaker has considerable weight, landing at 100 pounds out of the box. So whatever surface you plan to put this on is going to need to have some beef of its own. The WASAE costs $9,500, which is a hefty hit to the wallet, but not so bad if you consider Wilson's Mezzo CS center channel that costs anywhere between $17,600 and $26,600, depending on the finish that you choose. And two other news notes. Sony has started updating OLED and LCD TV models manufactured from 2018 to 2020. The update will move these models from Android 9 to Android 10, in addition to gaining new features such as Living Decor, which allows your TV to be used as a photo frame, a clock, or to look like a part of your interior. And also the ability to update and control compatible Sony soundbars. Also, in the world of Sony, the company has begun shipping a new slimmed-down PlayStation 5 featuring 1 terabyte of storage and an attachable disk drive. It's losing about 30% of its bulk and 20% of its weight as compared to the original PS5. It's shipping now as part of a bundle where you can land Spider-Man 2 or Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3. That can be found for $60 off list or $499 at Amazon.com right now. And I'll drop a link to that in our show notes. So if you're looking to bring home PS5 this holiday season, definitely get busy and get buying, because look, we know what's happened in years past where these things go out of stock and there's going to be some unhappy kids on the receiving end of that message. So definitely get out there and get that into your home as soon as possible if that's something that you're looking for. Our disc critic, Michael Scott, apparently, folks, this man simply does not sleep. He has pulled together another huge week of reviews with Evangeline 3.0 plus 1.11 Thrice Upon a Time. What a movie title that one is. A total mouthful. Black Hawk Down Steelbook Edition, Fargo, Scrooged, Violent Night. And that is my pick for one of the movies that you have to bring home for the holiday season. Totally fun. Also, Le Mépris, got a little French there, which translates to contempt. American Graffiti and The Nun 2. He has reviewed all of those in 4K. Also, he's reviewed Gran Turismo, War Horse 1, and Blue Steel on Blu-ray. If you're looking for thorough disc reviews from one of the best movie minds out there, Mike has got you covered. There's a link to all of his reviews in our Blu-ray and media review forum section below. You can also find some of his recent reviews featured on the left side of our homepage. And to wrap things up, let's talk deals. All right, Creed 3 and Evil Dead Rise are both available in 4K for $9.99 at Amazon right now. Those are must-adds to any respectable collection. They both look great, fun flicks, so definitely pick those up. Also, for Kaleidoscape owners, you can score huge savings on Kscape's Veterans Day sale. Lots of 4K titles like The Hurt Locker, Lone Survivor, which is one of my favorites, The Expendables, Apocalypse Now. All of these can be had for $9.99. Head over to kaleidoscape.com to learn more about that. And our great friends at SVS are having a huge Black Friday sale. It's already started and deals are abound. So if you're looking to bring home some speakers or subs this holiday season, now's the time to do it. Look in the show notes for a link to SVS's Black Friday deals page. Also, don't forget, Atlantic Technology is offering AV Nirvana members and followers an additional 15% off their already aggressive fall sale prices. Just use the code Nirvana at checkout and you will save big. All right, home theater fans, that's a wrap for the week beginning November 13th, 2023. I look forward to seeing all of you on the forum at avnirvana.com.